You and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the last verse of the epistle for the day. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all, with unveiled face, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. In the name of Christ Jesus, dear friends, TV commercials and other advertisements seek from time to time to tempt us to buy this product or that by suggesting that there might be a lovelier you. A new preparation cosmetic, a particular brand of toothpaste, a special formula shampoo, or an exclusively designed hair piece, one which might cover up a bit of male baldness or make a woman more striking and more attractive, are things which allegedly can make the lovelier you. Whether these things will make us more attractive or not is debatable, but it is beyond a doubt that the Spirit of God has the power to make a transformation in us, and that indeed he does do this. And that is what Paul is speaking about in our text this morning. He is talking about a change for the better. We know full well that it is a miracle of God that a change for the better could possibly occur in sinful human beings like you and me. And not the least part of that miracle is that Paul speaks of in our text when he says that we are beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord and are being changed into his likeness, and we are beholding and reflecting that glory with unveiled faces. What does Paul mean when he says we don't have a veil over our faces? Paul is recalling what an Old Testament awe-inspiring experience. It was the time when Moses had come down to Mount Sinai with the commandments of the Lord and the two tablets of stone. And as Moses stood before the people, Moses' face was shining and brilliant, for he had been in the presence of the All-Holy God, and the people were afraid. But Moses had them listen to him as he spoke. And even with his shining face, he spoke to them the words of God. And then when he was finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face as the brilliance was fading from his face. The people saw the veil, and they did not see the brilliance fade as Moses became the ordinary Moses again. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in an earlier part of the chapter, speaks about this and points out what this veil meant. Moses had a glorious message from the Lord. There was a splendor in that old covenant, also in those commandments which the Lord gave. But it was not the last word from the Lord. And therefore, Paul says, the veil indicated that there was to be still another word from the Lord that would not pass away. And that word was none other than Jesus Christ, the one to whom the old covenant pointed. And he came, and those who embrace him in faith have no veil over their faces, for they see God as the forgiving, gracious God. That's what he is in Christ Jesus. One of the Lord's apostles once said to Jesus, "Show us the Father." And Jesus replied to Philip, "Those who have seen me have seen the Father." And that's what it means that we have no veil over our faces. We can look at God through Christ Jesus, and we can see our loving, forgiving Father. Mighty change that has taken place. The Apostle Paul in his day recognized that there were many of his fellow countrymen who used that beautiful, glorious Old Testament, but those countrymen of Paul did not use the Christ. And so Paul says that they had a veil over their faces and did not see God as he was. And this caused Paul great concern, concern to the extent that he engaged in the most energetic kind of missionary activity. What a change for you and me, who are by nature sinful and do not know God, that now we know him in Christ Jesus. We have no veil over our face. Our ability to see the Father through Christ Jesus has not come from our own doing. It is the Spirit of God who has worked in us. For he has called us by the gospel and lightened us with his gifts, sanctified and kept us in the true faith. And the Spirit continues to work in us day by day, as Paul says in our text, that we are beholding and reflecting the glory of God and are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit continues to work in us, to transform us, to lead us to be more Christ-like. Yes, we can change for the better with the power of the Spirit. Our daily lives, our lifestyles, the things which we do and say and think can all become better, so we can reflect the glory of the Lord by the power of the Spirit. We surely are quick to admit that we need a transformation, for we know all too well that we have not loved the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind, and we don't even want to hear the commandment, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And yet the Holy Spirit works in us to begin, in us to do those very things and to become more Christ-like. Perfection we will never achieve, and we grieve at the many slips that we have, slipping back into those things which we wanted to avoid and not even recognizing some things are sin when we actually do them. But then the Spirit comes to us and tells us that our robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb, and that good news empowers us. We want to be more like Christ. That is what Paul is saying in the text when he says, beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord, we are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. We have no veil over our faces so that we can see the Father in Christ Jesus, but we also have no veil over our faces so that the love of God in Christ Jesus reflects from us. There can be a lovelier you. There can be a lovelier in Christ with the power of the Spirit. Oh, doesn't this encourage us to use the means of grace, the word, and the sacraments more regularly and more diligently than we do, so that the Spirit might work his wonderful changes in us, even more effectively. And should we hear the end of it all? The Apostle John spoke about it when he said, "Now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear that we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And Paul, in another letter, said, "He shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body." Yes, a change for the better is possible. We have no veil over our faces. We see God in Christ and have full forgiveness. We have no veil over our faces, and we reflect the Christ-like Spirit of the Savior who redeemed us. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.